This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. In 2013, there were 13.5 million marriages in China. Last year, so barely a decade later, there were 6.8 million marriages in China. That's the smallest number since Beijing started keeping track back in 1986. There has, of course, been a lot going on over there the past couple of years. Zero COVID and the associated high-profile lockdowns of some of the big cities, really high unemployment rates for young people, and just general economic unease, all of which can make people of marriageable age think twice. So, who are the people in China still getting married? Marketplace's Jennifer Pack took a trip out to Wuhan in central China to find out.
Wuhan's emerald-colored East Lake used to be one of Chinese leader Mao Zedong's favorite vacation spots. Today, though, it's a popular wedding location, and a tough negotiation is in progress. The young couple, Wang Ai and Anne Chen, both 29, are meeting wedding planners. The planners are playing a slideshow of their past work, including a Harry Potter-themed wedding. The fee for decorations alone, around $4,800. My eyebrows shoot up. That's equivalent to about 4 months of an average salary in Wuhan. The price I'm quoting you really isn't that high, says one of the wedding planners. And you know, every year the cost will increase. You sure about that? Says the groom-to-be, Anne Chen. The price of houses is dropping. So why are you putting up your prices? Especially since not that many people are getting married nowadays. Over a coffee, the couple tells me the reason they're getting married is that they found the one. They attended the same high school, live a 5-minute drive apart, but only met during the pandemic. Their fairy tale began on a dating app. I was swiping through pictures until I landed on his photo. This man seems all right, she says. So we chatted online. Once we met, we decided to date exclusively. Romance aside, young couples have to think of the practicalities, and men seeking a bride usually need to bring a property to the table. Anne Chen secured his condo with the help of his parents.
My family bought the property after we started dating. The condo is close to her parents too, and so our parents can help us with childcare when we have kids, and we can look after our parents if they get sick.
That is the social norm. Back when China's economy was planned and the state took care of city folks from cradle to grave, nobody needed to worry about things like childcare or retirement. Nowadays, all that is down to the family. But some things haven't changed, like traditional beliefs about ensuring the survival of your family name and influence. Sociology professor Miao Jia is with NYU's Shanghai campus.
So our recent research showed that the majority of Chinese people still agree that individuals have obligation to make the whole family glory, and they have obligation to continue the family bloodline.
That obligation makes bride-to-be Wang Ai anxious. The wedding ceremony is not done yet, and already both sets of parents are pressuring them to have kids. I'm almost 30, she says, and I don't want to leave it too late. I thought about getting pregnant next year, but then my job in finance is also important. Maybe I should put off having a baby for a couple of years. Because in Wuhan, once a woman takes maternity leave, it's really tough to return to work at the same job level. Back in the negotiations with the wedding planners, there's a final offer on the table, about $2,300. Look, it's a good price, one of the planners says. Sure, you could shop around for a cheaper quote. But you know what matters more than the money, she says? Time. Let us handle the wedding plans, and with the time you save, you could earn double what you pay us. We walk out into a beautiful adjoining garden where a wedding is in progress. Okay, says bride-to-be Wang Ai. I'll think about it, and I'll get back to you. But she tells me she's still going to shop around. In Wuhan City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.